Why Press interviewed Belle because we wanted to do a radio story about street performing. Some of us even tried street performing in Fountain Square. We had read in the Washington Post about Belle playing his violin undercover in a busy D.C. subway station on a cold winter morning. We learned that at age 15, Belle performed as a street musician during summer camps.
Actually, the first time I did it was a little nerve-wracking, and also this time I did it just recently for the Washington experiment. I was actually a little nervous getting up because it's not what I'm used to, and I'm used to people paying tickets and paying to go hear me, and not me trying to get them to listen.
Journalist Gene Weingarten had asked Belle to play because he wanted to examine society's appreciation of art and culture away from the concert hall or stage. Weingarten had won a Pulitzer Prize in April for the article Pearls Before Breakfast, which focused on people's reactions to Belle's street act.
I like complete, utter silence, so can imagine playing in a subway with there's no atmosphere at all, so I did definitely miss the atmosphere of a concert.
During 43 minutes, Belle performed 6 classical pieces. People tossed $32.17 into his violin case. Only one person recognized him.
It's a little bit of an insult every time somebody walks by, you know, and doesn't pay attention to you at all. So I think you have to. So I think as a street performer, you probably have to put up a wall, you know, a little bit, so that you don't feel insulted every time that someone walks that doesn't pay attention. So I'm sure that they adjust and sort of try to, you know, play for themselves, and try to find ways to keep their ego intact. Music demands attention, you know, and it's part of the process.
Still, Belle didn't take it personally that he didn't receive his normal recognition.
And it really showed the fact that nobody really stopped and listened. A few people did, but for the most part, people just passed by without seeming to notice. And I think that it shows really that music is not something you can just throw out at people. It needs to have some kind of a feeling of participation from the audience.
Belle has no intention of playing on the street or subway again, but he does pay closer attention these days to musicians who do.
You know, I'm probably more sympathetic to them. I'm not sure I always want to listen to, frankly. You know, for me also as a listener, I'm not always in the right state of mind to listen to music. I like silence as well. When I listen to music, I want to really pay attention, have all the atmosphere just right. And so I'm not always myself in the mood to listen to music when I'm not expecting it. So it really, and then there are times I've been taken by surprise and thought, wow, that guy really plays well, and I'll get into it.
For Why Press, I'm Vincent Demian.